With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. Spare an evening to learn about Cayman's coral health next week as the Central Caribbean Marine Institute hosts the first in a series of lectures planned for 2020.
The 2020 We Need Healthy Reefs message will have greater emphasis on why healthy coral reefs are critical to the well-being of the oceans and the Cayman Islands.
CCMI's Robin Larkin tells Radio Cayman the first event hosted by CCMI will be part of the 2020 Reef Lecture Series. It will showcase work that comes out of the Little Cayman Research Center by CCMI scientists and collaborators. The first lecture will be presented by Dr. Anya Brown, collaborative scientist from the University of Florida, on the topic Coral Health from Microbes to Branches.
Healthy corals are critical for sustaining reefs. Corals are in a tightly coupled relationship between bacteria, like in your gut, microscopic algae, and the coral animal itself.
Members of the public are being encouraged to participate in the upcoming events and activities, many of which are free, in order to enhance their knowledge about coral reefs and their importance as a marine ecosystem. This upcoming free lecture starts at 5:45 p.m. on Tuesday, January 21st at the National Gallery's DART Auditorium. You can register online at reefresearch.org. Almost $70,000 is raised to help Australian bushfire efforts at Royal Palms after they host a recent raffle. Restaurant manager Dean McGlynn says it was a big success.
The event went much better than expected. Initially, we were hoping to raise $10,000 US. With raffle tickets, we sold $44,700 US. And then on top of that, us at Royal Palms have donated $25,000 from the bar. The grand total raised was $69,727, which in Australian dollars is $100,000. So we crushed all goals.
More than 2,000 firefighters are continuing to battle the blaze. In regional news, recording artist Shaquille Clark, popularly called Kata, has been arrested and charged with murder and arson. Clark, accompanied by his lawyer, surrendered to the police this week. He had been declared a suspect in the 2019 mob killing of Sterling Castle resident Miguel Williams. Residents had accused Williams of being responsible for the rape and slaying of an 8-year-old girl whose decomposing body was found in bushes in Sterling Castle days after she went missing. The recording artist is the second person arrested and charged in relation to the murder of Williams. In December, 30-year-old Andrew Braycliffe of Sterling Castle Heights address was also accosted. A date has not yet been set for the entertainer to appear in court. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which will take us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller from Radio Cayman's newsroom.
BBC News with Jerry Smith. Hong Kong's leader Carrie Lam has said the territory could maintain its current autonomy after it's due to expire in 2047. It's not clear whether her rare remarks on the subject were approved by Beijing, which will ultimately decide Hong Kong's future. Mrs. Lam said she saw no reason why the current arrangement couldn't continue. A new UN report says millions of children in Syria are continuing to face dire conditions nearly 9 years after the war there began. Human rights investigators say boys as young as 12 have been tortured. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani says his country is now enriching more uranium than it did before it signed the international nuclear deal. The accord was meant to curb Iran's nuclear program, but it said it will no longer abide by the restrictions on enrichment. The German government has reached an agreement with regional administrations on how to wean the country off coal by 2038. Some regions will get more than $40 billion to reconfigure economies that rely heavily on mining. The German parliament has rejected a bill to make all citizens potential organ donors, opting instead for new measures aimed at persuading people to sign up. Germans applying for official papers will be asked if they want to become donors. Egypt, Ethiopia and Sudan have reached an initial deal aimed at ending a diplomatic crisis over Africa's biggest hydroelectric dam. The three countries agreed that the dam should be filled in stages during the rainy season, and Ethiopia is to take into account the impact downstream. BBC News.